Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti, and Happy New Year to you. And with every new year comes the proverbial resolution for many. Whether the resolution encompasses quitting a bad habit, tightening one's financial purse strings, or looking to tighten one's waist belt, we have all sworn, at some point or another, on the 1st of January, that vaulted day, that we would either say goodbye or say hello to a change in our behavior. I've made a few resolutions over my 60 years or so of my coherent existence, but truth be told, I'm not real big on New Year's resolutions. Not that resolutions are a bad thing. Far from it. The turning of a new year can be a stepping stone for some, for a positive change in one's life. For me, however, I'm the kind of person that once I make up my mind to make a change, that a change is in order. I don't wait for January 1st. I just kind of do it. I think it's the way my brain works. If I make a New Year's resolution, for example, and then break it, I spiral into a deep self-loathing of sorts. In some way, however, if I break a promise made on some arbitrary date like April 12th or May 14th or whatever, it doesn't hurt so bad. But that's just me. That should tell you a little bit about myself, of course. Mainly that I, like many of you, can break self-promises like New Year's resolutions on occasion. And when I do, that guilty feeling slowly creeps into one's head, which is no bueno for nobody. I know, that was bad grammar, but it sounded kind of good. Anyway, that said, for many, New Year's resolutions can go a long way in making positive changes in one's life, and if adhered to, can really make a difference, whatever the endeavor. Weight loss might allow one to have a longer and healthier life, a more comfortable existence, and possibly save on some medical bills. Quitting a bad habit like smoking or excessive drinking obviously has many benefits, both for the participant and perhaps even for his friends or family. Many resolutions, however, can revolve around a financial change of some sort, and these types of resolutions can have many positive changes for the individual as well as their family if they have one. Usually money problems involve spending too much, not really being aware of where the spending is going, or not having enough money in the first place. Derivations around this area might include wanting to find new ways to make more money, whether it be working longer hours or working more efficiently, or even getting a new job or starting a new business. Whereas a resolution like losing some weight has the direct benefit of looking better and being healthier, improving one's finances can have multiple benefits. Since a financial goal usually involves about making more or spending less or even saving a little more or starting a retirement account, adhering to a resolution that involves money can better a person's life in many ways. If financial improvements are successful, it can improve one's self-esteem. It can allow more time to be spent doing things one enjoys, such as traveling or hobbies, maybe spending more time with loved ones, or something as simplistic as even being able to buy more stuff. In certain cases, however, accomplishing a financial goal could even mean just putting food on the table, or maybe putting more food on the table. Since the number one cause of marriage problems centers around finances, and with the recent inflation biting into our finances even more, addressing financial challenges can save marriages, and no doubt, one could even go so far as to say, save lives. My wife and I, upon receiving a $750 PG&E bill months ago, staunchly made and kept to a kilowatt program to reduce our power consumption, successfully reducing our cost by about 20%, we not only saved money, we helped save something far more grandiose, our planet, and doing that, no doubt improved, albeit in a small way, the health of those we share the planet with. Now that's a resolution we could easily all get behind. In conclusion, the turning of the new year can give us new hope, a new outlook, and a reason to assess where we are and where we want to go. If the turning of the year gives some people a reason to make a change and helps them stick to it, all the better. My name's Mark Cuniberti, and I'm wishing a happy new year to all of you. And that does it for today's Money Matters. And remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only and may not represent the opinions of this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters, but probably does. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249, and was voted best financial advisor in Nevada County in the year 2021. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. Everything is free over there, of course, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Thanks for listening.